Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. It is 29 May 2015. It is Friday. You're in the right place. That is, if you are saying, man, this stuff on TV is just absolutely crazy. And it is. The big question now is, according to CNN, should we arm the Sunnis? Should we arm all the rest of the bad guys? We've already been arming some of the bad guys. Should we just go ahead and arm all the bad guys?
Hey, why not?
And what do you think that's all about, Josh?
I love coming in here on Fridays because I get caught up on all my television stories from you.
I'm telling you, it is crazy that they are trying to get the people now to come to the understanding that, yeah, that would be a good idea to just go ahead and back the rest of the rebels, the rest of the terrorists out there, and then we'll have an excuse to attack anyone because they're all bad guys. Well, we've been arming the Sunnis before. This is nothing new. We've been arming the bad guys. The United States, I believe, in doing this, the Department of Defense, is arming ISIS through the name of Sunnis. I think it's just another way to direct the financial revenue toward what they want to put it toward, because we're not going to go if it goes to the Sunnis or the Greeks or the Italians or who it's going to go to.
Yeah.
And there's so many terrorist groups out there that they keep everybody confused. You know, it's funny. I'll hear them talk about the fact that, well, maybe we should be arming the Aladaba Baba Baba guys. You know, maybe. And you're going, wait a minute, I never heard of them.
What business do we have giving arms to anybody?
Yeah. What business do we have of spending our money over there when poor Wimberley, Texas, needs it?
Poor people.
Yes. Oh. Anyway, Josh is with me in the studio if you just haven't figured that one out. Josh, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure to have someone here to help me with all this cognitive dissonance that we get from television.
I'm not sure how much help I'll be, but
it's big time.
Give it a shot.
And we've got an update on the Greek endgame. Now, does that give you a clue as to what's going on? The Greek endgame.
Not good.
And there's a pregnant woman who was forced to the ground in California because she knew her rights. Pregnant woman forced to lay on her belly.
Oh.
I think she's 8 months pregnant. Forced to lay on her belly on the ground.
How are you
going to... Handcuffed.
As a man, I'm assuming it was a man who did that.
Yes.
How are you going to make a pregnant woman do that? It's so foreign
to me. Well, he did it. He did it.
He should be protecting her. You know,
absolutely.
Being a pregnant woman, you know, just triggers something in me that...
Here's the interesting thing. There were two women involved in this alleged disagreement, and they both were dressed nicely. They looked like women that might have met in the parking lot and said, you know, you bumped my car. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, you know, or something.
Right.
Because there was a white woman who was not even challenged, and there was a black woman who was thrown down on the ground pregnant. So, we'll talk about why. Also, the Pentagon is now putting their money toward creating jobs overseas. Well, thank you very much. Don't have any here, and they don't want jobs here either, because it takes away that horrible, nasty middle class thing. And McDonald's is losing so much money right now, they're not even telling people about it. And why is McDonald's losing money? Because people are finding out it is fake food.
Because you reap what you sow,
yes.
Mickey D's,
it
Ronald.
It is fake food. And I'm going to tell you about Gilbert's here in Versailles, what they're going to be doing.
Right.
And I have so much respect for this man. Gilbert's...
the barbecue genius.
Yeah, but it's not Gilbert's barbecue. It's Gilbert's something or another. But anyway, the guy is incredible. And he knows more about... economics.
Right.
Anybody in the state of Missouri.
A genius. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk about him. What he's doing with his food business, because, boy, do I have respect for him. And you heard about the cartoon drawing contest on Mohammed. The second one now. And they're encouraging people to bring guns to protect the First Amendment. use the Second Amendment to protect the First Amendment. Are they setting people up or what? Tell me you can see through this one. Please, please. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay, or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It is Friday. Lots happening in the news. Did you know that if the Patriot Act expires by 8 p.m. on Sunday night, it's irreversible?
Oh, good. I thought we were all going to die from terrorism if it expired.
Well, that too. That too, of course. And that's what all the, you know, the elite leaders are saying now is, oh my gosh, that horrible Rand Paul wants us to die from terrorism. I mean, it's just crazy. They are putting him up as being the consummate bad guy. And you know, he made a statement. He said, no, wait a minute. It's the Republicans who created this situation. Oh, boy. When he said it was the Republicans, oh, my gosh. Now, they've all jumped on him.
Hmm.
It's just dogpile on Rand Paul now.
Right.
Because he's telling the truth, which is, you know, y'all are creating this problem with the terrorists anyway.
Yeah.
And television is nothing but ISIS, ISIS, ISIS. And you know what? The average person probably just their eyes glaze over. They don't care. They don't want to hear about it. They don't know anything about it. And then they start throwing in all the other Excel spreadsheet names of all these other terrorists. And then they just people are kind of like, I don't really care. That's not here. It's over there. And so then they have to throw in, but it's coming here. It's coming here. And now the FBI announces yesterday that thousands of people are supporting ISIS. Really? If I gave you $1 million today and said, Josh, go find me one person that supports ISIS, and I'll give you $1 million.
I would do my best to make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, say you know about ISIS, I'll give you like $20,000.
I know. I know you would do that. But no, but seriously, if I told you have to go by 5 o'clock today and find right. somebody that supports ISIS.
Well, I mean, in this area, I'm sure there are a few people that support ISIS. No, not in this area.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
there's two, you know, people got gardens and farms to take care of. They're not going to worry about, you know,
yeah.
jihad.
I know. I mean, they don't even, they sense that this is some kind of phony scenario. I know they do. Because what do we know about ISIS? We know that they have black flags and they wander around in the desert in Texas or Arizona with these black flags. I mean, it could be Texas or Arizona. And that they're always saying, they're coming here. And so they had to make that situation in Garland, Texas, look like these are really bad ISIS supporters, jihad supporters, Islamic terrorist supporters. I mean, you hear that over and over again.
Aren't they saying now that they're going to purchase nukes from Pakistan? They have the ability to bring, you know, to nuke a city over here. And yeah.
Yeah, they're upping the ante all the time. They're upping the ante all the time. When in reality, we do have some concern with what's going on with Russia and China because they're upping the ante with that also. And this whole idea of the United States claiming that those fake islands, and I say fake islands because they've been, you know, synthetic islands.
Right.
Because the United States says, well, if it's got land or water, then it's ours. You know, and so they're heading toward taking over and saying that they control or are going to control the international airspace.
China is.
No, the United States says they're going to.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I thought China was protecting that area.
Well, yeah, they are. And for reasonable.
Which they should. Absolutely.
And reasonably, yes. And so, but if we say that we're not supporting every single move the United States government does, then we're obviously bad guys.
Right.
Or support ISIS or something like that. Anyway, Russia is going to respond to NATO's missile defense buildup in Europe. Sputnik News says that Russia will adequately respond to what it sees as an unrestrained expansion of NATO's missile defenses, a top defense ministry official said. In a situation of an unrestrained expansion of NATO's missile defense shield capable of intercepting the Russian ICBMs, Russia will, as we have repeatedly warned, that is, Russia, find it necessary to adequately respond to that expansion. Now, it was a news briefing in Moscow. So what does that mean? If you expand your missile shield defense system and start taking out our ICBMs or controlling or whatever, then we are going to respond, and it's not going to be pretty.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm. Now, this is serious response. This is not phony ISIS driving around in the desert in a Jeep or in a, what was that trucks they drive? The Toyota?
Toyotas, yeah.
Yeah, drive a bunch of guys driving around in Toyota trucks in the desert kind of situation. I mean, this is the real deal. But I think, you know, and instead of dealing with that, CNN is ISIS, 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 to keep everybody's mind distracted to ISIS, or at least what they're hearing, so they don't realize we are right at the door.
Absolutely.
Of walking through into a war with Russia and China.
Russia and China. I mean,
yeah. I mean, we're not talking Sri Lanka here, you know?
No.
We're not talking Sri Lanka.
You know, and I was telling you about Dmitry Dudeman's prophecies. You know, we've talked about that before. Just look into him, guys. Dudeman, D-U-D-E-M-A-N, I believe. And, you know, this is, and he's dead now, but this is exactly what it speaks of. They speak of.
And my question to you was, because you said all these prophecies, Indian prophecies, biblical prophecies are coming true. And my response to you was, is that man's doing or is that God's doing?
Yeah. Well, I said God's always in control. And he uses good and evil people.
Mm-hmm.
So
you get best of both worlds then, and you get both answers then.
Well,
okay.
That's my position. You know, we can differ in opinion on stuff.
Well, not on the air we can.
Oh, okay, sorry. That's right.
Yeah. No, we can certainly differ. We can certainly differ. Islamist militants capture the last Syrian government stronghold in the Idlib province.
Okay.
We're supposed to believe. The Islamist militants have claimed full control over the strategic city of Aria, with government forces admitting withdrawal from their last stronghold in Idlib province after heavy clashes with the Al-Qaeda affiliated groups. And Dariha, once a city of some 40,000 people and up. Now, I'd like to know how they take over these cities. I just want to know, what do they go in and just set up roadblocks? Do they, I mean, how do they take over a city?
I don't know, but, you know, they keep taking over areas.
They say.
Right, and it seems like Syria is just losing ground left and right, you know, and it's such a small state, mm-hmm. well, compared to, you know, Texas or something like that, you know.
I'd like to know how they do this. I'd like to know, did they go in and just take over the Chamber of Commerce and then tell everybody, you know, we're in control now?
Yeah.
Or do they take over the, I mean, what do they do to take over? I mean, because there's supposed to be 20,000 people in ISIS, right? That's what we were told. And they're taking over a town of 40,000.
Right.
And they're taking over most of Syria and now a fourth of Iraq.
When you have such weapons as the United States supplies to them, I would say that, you know, coming in with force, like if this is really happening,
Bingo.
Coming in with such force would cause, you know, most of the, you're talking 40,000 people, I would say the majority of those are probably women and children,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, children or elderly or whatever. So you have very low number of fighting age men, you know, and so that, you know, you see a bunch of U.S. armed crazy people coming mm-hmm. into your town, you may
acquiesce. But you know what amazes me is that we still have not seen the Department of Defense making any statement on ISIS.
Really?
No. You are seeing these talking head former colonels and former generals that they drug out of the closet to come forward and say, oh, Sunnis are bad. We've got to do something. Maybe we should just arm them. The Sunnis and the Shias are fighting. And all their talking points, it's coming from Fox and from CNN and MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and you're not seeing the Department of Defense saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is a threat to the United States, or this is a threat to the Green Zone in Baghdad. Not a word.
Right.
It's kind of like, oh, well, we're over here just doing something else right now. Japan, a volcano erupt and triggers the highest alert. This sudden volcano eruption on the small southern Japanese island has forced authorities to raise the alert to the highest level and advise evacuation of the immediate area. Residents have fled by boat to the nearest neighboring island. Mount Shindaki suddenly erupted at about 10 a.m. local time, sending large plumes of black smoke some 9,000 meters in the sky. Wow. The Japan Meteorological Agency has issued a level 5 warning for the area, and that's the highest
alert. Have you been paying attention a little bit to all the volcanoes going off?
No.
I mean, such a huge uptick.
That's your job.
Such a huge uptick in,
really?
I mean, it's birthing pains. Sorry.
Birthing pains for what?
For whatever's going to happen. Yeah.
Hmm.
That it's on, you know, if you, let's see, like labor pains, you know, they start out. And they're far between, and then they slowly start getting closer and closer and closer. And so, I mean, I don't know.
It's a symptom that something is wrong.
Whether man is, you know, messing up with the environment so much as causing this, or, you know, if God is actually in control.
And God could be actually in control. That's right. Stuxnet 2.0, the U.S. launches a cyber attack on Iran's oil ministry. Now, wait a minute. Does this not seem that it might be, like, illegal or inappropriate? I mean, not only do they do it, but they tell us.
I know.
And Iran. It's kind of like, in your face, guess what we just did? Now, this story comes from Hang the Bankers. Love that website.
I know. I was just going to say that. What a great name for it.
Hang the Bankers. Iran has foiled a hacking attack on its Ministry of Petroleum, which originated from the U.S., head of the Iranian Cyber Police has now said. The website of Cyber Police, Fatah, quoted General Kamal Hadianfar as saying that the hackers had launched their attack during the holidays in Iran. The IP used by the hackers originated from America. Oh, we are so stealth.
Mm-hmm.
We are so stealth. They'll never figure this out, right? I mean, they're obvious about it.
I thought we were making deals with them. They're our buddies now. What happened?
Well, something happened, obviously, yeah. Anyway, the IP used came from America, and they said, which we have announced to the Americans in a formal letter. We have also submitted an international court order, which is being followed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Now, what that means, I don't know. But we're going to get some people ticked off at us. How about Russia, China,
Iran, Venezuela?
Uh-huh. And we might throw Egypt in there. It'll eventually erupt. Yeah. I mean,
name the country.
And then any African country that realizes what we're doing to them, we'll be back, and they'll throw rocks at us, unfortunately. We'll be back after this 4 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Open up the gates and sing out.
Apologize to the Texas listeners for having played a song, Let It Rain.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We were kidding, God. We were kidding. Yes. Let it rain blessings to us. Yes. Thank you very much for that one. That was a good attempt. Anyway, we are talking about the news that is the news as opposed to the news they want you to believe is the news. I don't know. Did you know that ISIS is going off the air this week?
They're going off air?
IMUS is going off the air. Yeah. I knew that was going to affect yours.
I know. I think I need to take the rest of the day off. Think about
He's going off the air today.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He gives me
like
a few
laughs.
Forever
or
yeah.
No more? Retiring.
He's like 76 years old and retiring. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well. Anyway, moving on. The BRICS summit in Russia is going to launch the new development bank. Remember, the BRICS bank is called the NDB, the New Development Bank. We should probably call it that. But it is comprised of the BRICS members, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. I wonder how South Africa got in there. I don't know. Anyway, the BRICS summit in Russia, they expect to launch a $100 billion BRICS new development bank, along with a currency reserve pool of another $100 billion at the July summit in Ufa. So says Vladimir Putin. We expect to reach agreement in Ufa on the launch of practical operations of the BRICS bank and a pool of currency reserves. So that's all we know about the BRICS bank, but it is going to be a competitor to the World Bank.
You know, they are trying to protect their national currencies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me.
It does.
Know? Especially when you see what's happening in the West as far as finances. It makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. And also, the EU now is threatening 11 members with court if they fail bank recovery program. Now, think about this. You've got this... You know, you take your sovereignty of your country and you submit it to the European Union, and now they put all these rules on top of you and threaten you with you must do all... I mean, why would people do that? Well, they thought they were going to benefit from the
TPP,
EU.
TPP? Hello?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what's going on here.
That's right. That is exactly right.
Yeah.
And under a different name, of course, and a trade agreement. But the European Commission... may subpoena 11 countries, including France and Italy, unless they implement a directive to protect taxpayers from the aftermath of financial crisis and shift the burden of paying debts of struggling leaders to shareholders. Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, France, Italy, Lithuania, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Malta, Poland, Romania, and Sweden all missed the deadline set by the Commission and have not applied to the Bank Recovery and Resolution Directive. The directive is designed to protect taxpayers. Now get this, and the directive is quote-unquote designed, wink, wink, to protect taxpayers from having to bail out problem-plagued lenders, making creditors and shareholders commit to the rescue in a process known as bail-in. Now, bail-in is not a good thing. I mean, it kind of sounds like, well, you know, many hands make light work. Yeah, many hands make light work.
They create the debt, and then they want you, your money to, you know, it's craziness.
I know. And then they steal from you to be able to say, well, we need your money, and so therefore we're just going to flaming take it from you, you know.
You know, they at that time, they're saying, well, we are representatives of you, mm-hmm. you know, so you need to pay off what we did in your name.
In your name. I love that. Most people are familiar with bailouts. After the global economic crisis forced many governments to rescue private institutions, but there's another term, and that's the one on bail-in. Now, bailouts are when, and I think this is part of what we do at the Power Hour, is we want to educate you not just on what the news is, but what does this mean? Well, bailouts occur when outside investors, such as government, rescue a borrower by injecting money to help them make debt payments. For example, U.S. taxpayers provided capital to many major U.S. banks during the economic downturn in order to help them meet their debt payment and remain in business. I don't even want to talk about that because you know how we all feel about that. But according to The Economist, and by the way, The Economist is where this term bail-in started. The magazine coined the term a bail-in, and it occurs when a borrower's creditors are forced to bear some of the burden by having a portion of the debt written off. Just what you were saying. For example, what happened in the bondholders in Cyprus – The banks and the depositors with more than 100,000 euros in their accounts were forced to write off a portion of their holdings. And they call it bail-in, and that doesn't bother you as much as we're going to flaming steal your money. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That is beautiful. Who is that?
Doesn't say.
I love that. That is awesome. It's called Worship, Heart of Worship. Heart of Worship. Beautiful. I like to play praise and worship music a lot. I have, one of those, you set it up mechanically to where it plays all the music you want, you know?
Stereo?
But I put on it just praise and worship music, and so all I have to do is hit the button, and I got praise constant, nonstop.
Oh, yeah, multiple discs in there, and
no, I recorded it onto the hard drive or whatever you do. I couldn't do it again. I could only do it once, so I have to live with that music. Anyway, thank you for joining us. 34 minutes after the hour. Let me tell you what we're going to talk about today. In the second hour, I'm going to give you an update on what I'm doing, and a little bit more about what happened at the my experience in Texas with the Gary Null Retreat. Not that I am promoting the Gary Null Retreat, but I'm promoting what happened to me at the Gary Null Retreat. Because I went to see my oncologist yesterday. Yes, I have an oncologist. I don't do whatever she tells me to do, but she knows that. And I said, what happened to you? What happened to you? I said, a miracle. And, of course, they're not used to seeing that because by now my hair should be falling out or whatever, you know, if I'm a good chemo patient. And I'm not because I don't do chemo. But I want to talk about what happened there and the fact that you can do that at home. You don't have to go to Texas to do it. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't want you going to the retreat. It means that I want those of you who either, whatever reason, family or money or whatever, can't go to the retreat, I want you to think in terms of doing your own program at home. And it's all about attitude, and it's all about what we eat and what we do for our bodies. And that's just the way it is. There's no getting around it. And so we're going to talk about that in the second hour a little bit and take your phone calls, too. And then in the third hour, we're going to have Dr. Lawrence Wilson joining us, MD. When I had the laryngitis the other day and wasn't able to come on the air, he was the one we had, one of the people we had to cancel. So he's going to come on and talk about sauna therapy and light therapy, because light therapy is what is known for depression. Did you know that? You get in there, you sit there, you sweat, and you let those lights just beam on your body.
Right.
And it is an amazing experience, and you do have a feeling of well-being after you're in there. So I like to talk about these things that can help people. And in the book Sauna Therapy, which we have at the Power Mall, it shows you how to build your own. And it's not that difficult.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm. Now, I mean,
for the near-infrared.
For the near-infrared right. sauna. Now, I happen to absolutely love my sauna that I got from Sauna Space. .com, sauna, S-A-U-N-A, space.com, and because I'm not going to go build me one, especially as sick as I was when I got it, but it is amazing.
Right.
You've never been in there, have you, Josh?
I've not been. I've taken many saunas. I have he's an older gentleman. He's in his 70s, a Finnish friend. He's from, you know, his family's from Finland, and they grew up taking saunas all the time, so he built a, he calls it a sweat lodge or a sauna, and I've just always loved taking them. I mean, I've never felt so clean. My skin has never felt so clean.
Oh, yeah.
And he does them in the wintertime. And so you go inside, you sweat, and then you go outside in the winter and hose off, you know, in the cold.
Whoa.
Because he says that you go out in the cold because it closes your pores, and then you're able to clean off all the
toxins
better, you know.
That's right. And you're supposed to take a cold shower afterwards also, so that it does the very same thing. Anyway, we're going to talk about that because you can put together a near-infrared sauna in your home for just minimal expense if you want to. So that's what I like to do, is to talk about that. But for those of you who don't feel like building a sauna or a near-infrared sauna, go to saunaspace.com. Brian is amazing in the one that he has put together there. Okay, let's get back to the news. Oh, no, wait a minute. I need to tell you that we have a lot of specials at the Power Mall. The Mother Earth Minerals are on special. We had a true out on the other day. And I'm going to read you a response. One of the listeners... Our listeners are so good. They always ask the right questions. Said, well, why don't, if there's five minerals that we all need, why don't you just put them in one bottle?
Right.
And that way we could just take one time.
Okay.
Well, he had a really good response to that, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later also. What his response was makes way too much sense. But he has a book called Wellness Secrets for Life, and it's an owner's manual for the human body, really, when it comes to minerals. So if you need to know what kinds of minerals to take for what problem, that is the book. Also, I want to recommend the book Horrors of Vaccination. That was written in 1920, and it was written about the military becoming so ill as a result of vaccines. Duh! What did we not learn from 1920 in the military and vaccines?
Oh, I think they learned quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Implemented it.
And they learned to do more of it.
Right.
And it makes more people sick. So those books are available at the Power Mall. Miracle 2 is on special. Let me tell you, when you buy the 3-in-1 concentrated Miracle 2, and I mean it is super concentrated, dilute it down to 3 gallons because you have essentially got 3 gallons of soap in 1 gallon. Now, the beauty of this is you save a lot of money on shipping.
Right.
And Miracle 2 is the best soap out there. I don't care. It is the best soap out there. And I have now gotten it down to where I can put it into my HE washing machine, and I don't overflow it with bubbles. Of course, those HE machines, those high
efficiency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They only use about 4 ounces of water or something like that. I mean, it's crazy.
I'm not sold on them, personally.
I'm not either, and I didn't even know I was getting one when I got it. But
well,
I got
you have
it.
No choice nowadays, really.
Oh, really?
Unless you go and find a used washing machine. Everything new is way worse than what it used to be.
Yeah.
But they just call it high efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe,
you know,
efficient as far as energy use and stuff like that, but not as far as cleaning power, especially when you have 3 kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Anyway, we got a lot of things on special at the Power Mall. And a lot of people are ordering the spices now and the herbs and the packages that we have in the one-pound bags. Those are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Please take advantage of getting those. Now, you use some spice mixes, don't you? The Thai mix, do you use the Thai one?
The Thai mix, yeah. And we use the garlic. Name it, I'm having trouble thinking of them right now. I love the cayenne because I like to spice everything up.
Mm-hmm.
The onion powder we use sometimes. What's it called?
Well, use that.
Curry powder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cumin. Oh, my gosh.
Cumin, yeah.
Cumin is wonderful.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and they're all at the Power Mall. They're organic. And trust me, they check the ingredients when they come in. They check all of these items to make sure they're non-GMO and they're organic. So please support the Power Mall.
Get a one-pound bag of turmeric, and that'll last a long time.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been finding that in my tea. Now, I use coconut milk in my tea now. So I put in 2 different tea bags of different kinds. I think I'm using, whatever's organic. And it doesn't make any difference. You just mix them together, 2 tea bags of different kinds. And then I add cardamom. I add turmeric. I add ginger.
Wow.
And one other. And then Young Living lemon oil. And I put all that in my tea. Oh, my gosh, it is so good.
Sounds delicious.
It is. It really is. And it really, because herb tea is kind of like, ho-hum. Herb tea really is.
It all kind of tastes the same sometimes.
Oh, and cayenne. And cayenne.
You put cayenne in there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. And it really does spiff it up.
Kick it up a notch.
Mm-hmm. And I learned that down at the retreat, where they would use a raspberry tea and maybe a green tea together or whatever, and then they would put all these spices in it.
Hmm.
And I thought at first, whoa, that's going
to
be strong stuff. But, it is good.
Because I drink a lot of tea. But I never thought about putting the spices in there.
I know.
Yeah.
And I get these shaker spices, and I just put them all in there. And it's amazing how good it turns out to be. Anyway, you can get them at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Okay, did we talk about the Greek Endgame? No, we haven't, have we? Because the Greek Endgame is here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they've been threatening and threatening. Well, guess what? Zero Hedge reports that amid accelerating deposit outflows and an hourly flow of conflicting headlines, which is the truth, they're okay. They're going to be bailed out. No, they're not. They're Deutsche Bank now is out with a fresh take on the Greek endgame, including an analysis of both the political wrangling that would need to take place in order for parliamentary approval of concessions to creditors and the mechanics of a default to the IMF. Greece owes $1.2 billion to drug makers, and the government can no longer afford to get their basic medical supplies. They're being shut off.
Oh.
Yeah. Now what do? You make all these people sick, and then you say, no money for helping them.
No, I read somewhere, and we'll call it chat or whatever, that once Greece goes down, that it's just going to have a ripple effect.
Yes.
I can't remember if it was like a prophetic type thing or what, but it was saying, you're going to have about 2 weeks between the time Greece goes down and things start getting really bad. You may want to, not have as much money in your bank account as
really
you have.
Here in the U.S.
Just everywhere, really.
Really,
it's just going to have ripple effects. But like I said, that's chatter. So
yeah, well, I think it's probably more than chatter, to tell you the truth. Anyway, Austria, it's now official, is repatriating gold, and confirms the loss of faith in the Bank of England.
Wow.
Well, there's a shocker, isn't it?
That's huge, actually.
Yeah.
What a world financial power, Bank of England.
That's right. Earlier today, the Austrian Central Bank confirmed the Kronenzeitung report and said that by the year 2020, it would hold 50% or 140 tons of its gold domestically, up from 17% currently. That means that Austria will withdraw some 140 tons of gold from the Bank of England, that is, if they can get it out of there, which holds 80% of Austria's gold currency currently, and sends 92.4 tons back home to Vienna, with another 47.6 tons being sent to Switzerland.
How did all this gold change hands? You know, I have gold. I'm going to have you hold it for me. I don't understand. I mean, what did this happen during, like, World War II or something when...
Right.
You know, Germany was, taken over or whatever. Did Austria send all its gold to...
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah. And so what's going to happen is now these people are starting to get it, that maybe we shouldn't have put our, our whatever in their pockets.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I know. Oh. I know. Who, it had to be all the leaders that went together and said, hey, here, right. We got this deal for you.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Trust us. And they did, too. Anyway, officials, Austria is explicitly demonstrating a lack of confidence in the pro-Western system. Now, that's what this is all about, is total lack of confidence, in which the Bank of England is a critical cog, and instead opting for neutral Switzerland, which will hold nearly 50 tons of the formerly gold located in the Bank of England. Now, first of all these countries are bankrupt, but they have all this gold.
Right.
Isn't that something? And they need to go into your bank account and bail in your money because... we need more gold.
I mean, is there even enough gold in circulation to cover the quadrillions in debt? I don't think there's that much.
No, but they sure are keeping it for themselves.
That shows you what a fraud the debt itself is.
Yes.
It's just silly.
It absolutely is.
I love this. That came from Zero Hedge. And the last sentence down there, it says, good luck, Austria, with that repatriation.
Yeah.
Be sure to triple check that gold.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
Check it for titanium. Check it for, no kidding.
What a mess.
Uh-huh. And a 7.0 magnitude quake has rocked the Alaskan island west of Nome. 7.0 quake. No tsunami warnings were issued, and there are so far no reports of damage from the earthquake, but not good, not good. Immigration overhaul may be in limbo until late in Obama's term. I don't even want to talk about it. It's just like, there's always new stories coming out on this, and it's all about what their agenda is and how they're going to get it through, and they will eventually get it through. We know that. But they like to play like there's good cop, bad cop, and they're going to fight it. And thanks to Black Lives Matter, #, Black Lives Matter.
I think that's called, they call that hashtag, right? I don't even know what that
hashtag.
I like your version better.
Yeah, #, Black Lives Matter. More black people are now being killed in Baltimore. Oh. And Paul Joseph Watson says, thanks to last month's riots and looting, which were, it is a #. I mean, but that's another
one
of those.
You're absolutely right.
It's another one of those, change the name and let's see if everybody will do the same thing we tell them to do.
Isn't that like a number sign, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
According to #, Black Lives Matter. Yeah. We just don't like change here at the Power Hour. Anyway, the city is currently, Baltimore, undergoing its deadliest month in 15 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They had a 31-year-old woman, young boy, becoming the 37th and 38th homicide victims. What's happening is the police are backing off and saying, fine, you have a problem with the way we do things, then we just won't arrest people.
Well, and because every time they go to confront somebody, there's like 50 or 60 people around them watching them and kind of harassing them.
Well, maybe there should be, too.
I know.
Maybe there should be.
Now they're saying, well, fine, we're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Arrests are down, detainments are down.
We're not risking going to jail.
Right.
For something that we,
Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought, I don't know.
Frontier City, Baltimore, right?
It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so now they're saying, fine, we just won't arrest anybody. So they're not. They used to have an average of 2,396 people arrested on a daily basis, or the same period last year. And now they've got an average of 126 a day. So they're making it obvious of what they're doing. And they're trying to get a change of venue for that case in Baltimore also, saying that the the prosecutor was favoring the side of the man that was killed. And they don't like that, so they want her removed from the case. And it's going to go on and on. Anyway, a student has been punished for bringing hot pepper to school. Family of Long Island student suing his high school after administrators punished him for bringing hot peppers to lunch.
Yeah, I know.
A 10th grader. Why? Why? Why would they do that, Josh?
I don't know. I mean, because I guess they're looking at it like it's assault or something. I'm not sure exactly. But well, it was a ghost pepper, which are like the hottest in the world.
I've never even heard of a ghost pepper.
I mean, I like spicy stuff, but I'm not that crazy.
Well, I don't think it's something to be arrested for or tased for or killed for.
It's just another example of control.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Control their food. And
anyway, this poor kid, Nick, was told that it's equivalent to giving someone LSD.
That's crazy.
I was shocked because I didn't realize that giving someone a pepper could get me in as much trouble as I was in. The Lean's attorney asserts the school overstepped their boundaries, you think, in attempting to regulate the type of foods a student can bring to lunch. Whoa, but you can bring all the Twinkies you want.
Right, exactly.
And
yeah.
Give away junk.
I know.
I don't know. I want to call it what it really is. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. 3-minute break. We'll be right back, 50 after the hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Power to the people.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Those of you, we're going to talk about it a little later, but those of you who want to get into the contest of getting a Sauna Space Pocket Sauna can write a letter to the Power Hour or send it to thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. We're getting letters from people who we want some deserving person who will use a sauna, and almost on a daily basis, really, who will use the sauna to write us a letter, because this incredible man named Brian at Sauna Space is going to offer to give one away. And I just, you know, when I asked him if he would do that, he didn't even hesitate. He said, sure.
That's sure. Awesome.
Yeah, it is. Because you know what? He's an American-made company. Everything is put together here in the U.S., made in the U.S. Everything is a U.S. product. He started out as a young man wanting to build a business that would help people. And he really does, too. He's kind of like one of those things, too good to be true. And, you know, I talked to him the other day, or I think it was last night, in fact, and he said, you know, Joyce, your people are too good to be true.
Oh.
I thought that was pretty nice. I'll tell you why he said that. But he said it's kind of got a negative side to it. I said, what do you mean, are people being so... Well, I'll tell you about it a little bit later. And I had to agree with him.
I want to know now, though.
No, you have to wait, Josh.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the news. I think, like you were saying, power to the people. Everybody bring your ghost peppers to school.
It's bring your pepper to school day.
Yeah.
Except school's out right now, so you'll have to wait till next year.
Wow. Anyway, Hillary Clinton's GMO ties sparked a backlash in Iowa. GMO corn and soy are really at the heart of Iowa's economy. People are still ditching Clinton like yesterday's trash. And this was evidenced recently at a meeting of the Tri-County Democrats where members gauged support for the former Secretary of State. And as one website reports, a large faction of women voiced strong support for Mrs. Clinton's candidacy until the GMO issue came up, prompting them to switch allegiances to Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont, a liberal stalwart challenging her for the Democratic nomination. And he's the only one thus far that has come forward. He's not even really making all that many waves, except for with people like me, because I happen to like him. I don't like everything he does, because he is like married to the United Nations. But anyway, he said, I was surprised because these women were really pushing for Hillary until they found out about that the Monsanto connection was there. And then they dropped her like a hot potato. Now, that may also be just kind of a PR little game, but still, she supports Monsanto, GMOs.
She has huge ties to them.
Yeah, lots and lots of money. And this story really gets to me. Pentagon spent $176 billion, not million or thousands, $176 billion to create jobs overseas. Instead of the United States, yes. U.S. Department of Defense. See, they're so busy staying out of the ISIS connection and making sure that they don't get involved in telling you something that's really not happening over there. And they're busy spending $176 billion over the past 8 years buying foreign imports through more than 307,000 waivers to Buy American Act. And, you know, they're supposed to be buying American, but they got waivers from it because they're the DOD. They're the DOD.
And you don't think this isn't going to get worse with TPP?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, then they won't even have to get a waiver then.
That's a nail in the coffin.
That's right. Buy American Act waivers are intended to allow the U.S. federal agencies to purchase goods or services from foreign companies, but only when there's extraordinary circumstances, like there is no other item that we can buy. Everywhere I go in Connecticut, people are outraged that their taxpayer dollars are being used to create jobs overseas instead of here in America. Hey, how about everywhere in Missouri, everywhere in Kansas, everywhere in Colorado, everybody in California? Stand, people, stand. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.